talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
So, Karen, you just got home from the bar last night, and you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Kat, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Kat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, here with my man about town, my favorite gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Good day, Dr. Kat.
Good day. We are here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives. And you can get a question answered here on the show if you go ahead and call our listener line, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 213-270-1968. That's 213-270-1968. And as a little plug for the show, we're looking for you guys to go out there and maybe spend a little money with AdamandEve.com.
Exactly. You know, put your money where the questions are.
Or where your mouth is.
Yeah.
I guess, either way.
We need a little help with a podcast. And by going to AdamandEve.com, they can save and actually help our show.
And it's great timing, too. We're going into the holiday season.
That's right.
And they're basically the go-to place for me. I really highly suggest AdamandEve.com because they've got like 18,000 different products.
Exactly.
And the bonus is they're discreet.
And they are discreet. Discreet billing.
Yes.
Discreet packaging.
Yes.
And dare I say, the perfect stocking stuffers.
Yes, stuff your stockings with
exactly.
AdamandEve.com.
And so, other things.
Yeah, and they've been great sponsors. So they're definitely looking for our listeners to maybe go out and if you've enjoyed our shows, or even if you haven't, we don't care, but we would love for you to go ahead and use the code, which is when you go to AdamandEve.com at the end at the checkout, use the code Dr. Kat, that's DRKAT at the checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping when you use the code.
There you go. Sounds like a deal.
Cool beans. So, poor Charlie Sheen. I don't know that I should be saying poor Charlie Sheen.
I was going to say, not so poor Charlie
poor
Sheen.
Poor Charlie Sheen. Whoever's in a relationship with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, he's in the news a lot lately and not for all the right reasons.
No.
Dude has a problem. Dude.
I think he's got a few problems. And, you know, part of the reason I'm bringing it up too today is because the show Two and a Half Men.
Yes.
Love it or hate it.
I'm not a huge fan.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan. I must say I've maybe seen a handful of episodes.
Okay.
I find it a little formulaic,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And granted, it is prime time, you know, regular network television.
Right. And, you know, for 5 years, you know, John Cryer's character has not come out as gay, which I think is a crime because, come on, people.
In fact, he keeps saying he's not gay. Although there was the one episode where he was trying to be gay. Did you see that?
Yeah, whatever.
But that's seemed a little
right,
half-hearted
right.
for Two and a Half Men.
Right. He's one step away from a house coat, a house coat and fuzzy slippers. Okay,
yeah, they've definitely got like the Boston Wife situation. Do you know about Boston Wives?
No, what's that?
So Boston Wives, basically, there are two women who, way back in the day, like during you know the wars or whatever, where you know there weren't enough male partners to go around, that two women would shack up and have a companionate relationship.
There you go.
So technically, sex wouldn't be involved.
Right. Well, these guys, they're brothers, so
right.
Hopefully, sex is not involved.
that wouldn't go well on primetime television.
No, but yeah.
But it is kind of a Boston Wife companion-y sort of like.
Exactly. They're the Bickersons, you know, and they
right.
you know try to make it funny. 5 Emmys later.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And so the thing is that. The show has a lot of sexual innuendo.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And what do you think about that?
You know, in general, being a sexologist, most people would assume that I think all sex is great sex and, you know, however it's portrayed. And it's in the media and it's getting people talking, which is great.
Right.
I have no issues with that.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I have a crude sense of humor. I absolutely do.
Yes, you
I
do.
As you know, I can
right.
swear like a sailor,
right.
and
we like The Hangover, and
yeah, the potty humor,
Jackass.
Even yeah, I dig that stuff. I think there's a total place for that in the media.
Absolutely,
but for some reason, I don't like the show really, and I don't like the way sex is portrayed. I like that it gets people talking about sex, but it seems like it's crude just to be just for the shock value.
Right.
It's not crude because it's organic and funny on its own.
It's definitely misogynistic.
That we can agree with.
Yes. You know, they kind of push the boundaries. But I going on your first statement, I am a little shocked that you feel this way. I guess my point of view is that they're not pushing any other boundaries that any other show hasn't pushed before. I mean, I could be wrong, unless, you know, Married with Children was kind of like the white trash, let's push every boundary.
But that was brilliant, though. You know, it was done in a way that, as far as I was concerned, that it was really true to the show and true to the characters, and I didn't feel, funny enough, I didn't feel like that humor was, the potty humor was gratuitous.
Right.
I feel like it kind of is, like on Two and a Half Men, like they're just looking for the most extreme topic. And the sheer volume of mentions.
Maybe,
of it.
You know, it just occurred to me. Maybe what they're lacking on that show is the female voice. Because they had, you know, Married with Children had Peg Bundy. She always, you know, had the comeback.
And Christina Applegate.
Right, yeah. Applegate, certainly. But, you know, there was always that the comeback from the female point of view. And there's no strong female point of
maybe
view on
the
show.
Maybe it is the misogyny thing.
And maybe
you know
that's
what I mean?
What's making you feel a little dirty.
Yeah, dirty not in a good way.
Yeah.
I like dirty in a good way.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and too shocking. Charlie Sheen, as we were kind of talking about, he's definitely having his host of issues right now.
Well, the guy's got a drinking problem, obviously.
At the very least.
And the scary thing is that he's not a happy drunk. He's like, I'm going to slap you, bitch, drunk.
No. I was like, it seems like any partner he's been with. And I had just seen a thing on E! Last night where they were talking about why he hasn't lost public support. And I think it has something to do with his character, being the fact that his character makes light of it and it's kind of endearing to people.
So they've sympathized with his character on the show, which they make light of and all these, like, you know, fun, witty, scripted jokes.
Yeah.
And that's bleeding over into life. But, of course, his bruised girlfriend is not laughing.
No.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And I just think of his poor daughters and everything, too. And funny enough, you know, he just had that incident at the hotel last week, you know, where they found him. He was back on the set a week later. And the guy, last week, their ratings, here's negative reinforcement for you. The ratings were the highest last week that they've ever had.
Right.
And he is the highest paid performer on TV right now, $2 million an episode.
Wow. Okay. I think he's kind of a pig, actually. So, you know, you heard it here first, folks.
I know. It's true. So just kind of interesting. We'll see what happens with it. You know, I'm just kind of following the show at this point because of the content, because I think it's just it'll be really interesting to see what happens with it if he does eventually lose.
I can barely watch it, but you know what, I have to say, I freedom of speech or whatever, and they're pushing the boundaries, and you know the censors are going to call them on whatever. So I don't know. I think, you know, you got to be careful because you can't have your pie and eat it too.
Well, yeah, I'm it's fine. You know, as far as it being on, I feel like it has every reason to be on. But my personal opinion is I can find a lot funnier stuff to watch
absolutely
than that.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You have questions and we have answers. Call my 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. Our first question today.
This comes in from Rob, who wants to know why he isn't more sexual. I'm a 30-year-old guy. I've never really been that into sex. I've had a couple of longer-term relationships that involved having sex infrequently, but I've never been much into masturbation. I feel like something might be wrong with me, but to tell you the truth, I'm okay with how I am. It's just other people who seem to have a problem with my lack of sex drive. What do you think?
So this is really interesting because I've actually had a few clients over the years who are a part of the asexual movement.
Okay. What might that be? Educate me, Dr. Kat.
What would be involved in being asexual?
Because I can't even imagine.
So. I can't either. Personally, but that's, you know, the whole spectrum of sexuality also includes not being sexual. And some people, for whatever reason, you know, usually has to do with how they're wired. So for instance, if someone shows up in my office and they're coming to me because they're like, this guy's situation. If they've never been that into sex, so that it's kind of a constant for them, that's just a part of their personality.
Right.
And also making sure that there weren't any previous issues with trauma or drugs that might be something that would turn them off to it.
Okay.
So there's kind of this criterion. And those people who actually meet the criterion can be considered more asexual.
Right.
And there has been a movement on the internet and different book titles and things over the last couple of years of people really promoting the fact that, hey, we're asexual. Mainstream public isn't supportive of that.
Right.
Right. And we need to
just
have a
open
voice
any
too.
Vogue, you know, any GQ, right? As we talked about, it's all about sex.
Right. And sex just isn't for us. And so I have a feeling that that might be, you know, where Rob's at with it. And I won't say it's his issue because if he doesn't have a problem with it,
exactly.
You know?
Right. You know, in what you're saying right now is everyone, there's a Kinsey scale. There's a scale on sexuality. There, if you're saying 1 to 10, someone's going to be a 1.
Right.
I mean, you're comparing it to something, and there are certain people who fall into that 1 category that they're not so sexual, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. If you're talking about the range of, like, from not being very sexual to being hypersexual.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. You know?
Exactly.
So there is that. And the biggest point that I'm picking up that you landed on is that if he's okay with it, you know, what's the problem? So it sounds like his problem is that other people have a problem with that. So that
right.
obviously is something to address. The other thing is, you know, as a gay man, you know, when you go to your physical, you know, probably every 3 to 5 years, you know, any man probably get your testosterone level checked.
True.
Because if you have low testosterone levels, that is going to affect your sex drive as well.
Right.
So that might be something that that Rob wants to look into.
Yeah, just if he wants, you know, to make sure that it's not because something is off in his body chemistry.
Right.
And if it comes back and it is, and he wants to address that, then he'd have the option to get to do some testosterone injections or the patches or something.
Right.
But if not, he may just continue, you know, decide to continue with who he is and be happy and embrace that too. The only thing that for him, I'm thinking, is he's 30 years old. And just because he's not sexual doesn't mean that he doesn't want to have a partner.
Right.
So the trick here, the rub, I think, for him is going to be, how do I find a partner
who's got a similar...
Right, you know,
that it's not that important. That,
exactly. Yeah. And there are actually, if you go online, if you're interested, you can go online and do searches for basically like asexuality dating sites.
Okay.
Well, it takes the guesswork out of that for you.
Mm-hmm, and
too.
The fun. I mean, no, do it, Rob. Do it.
So Faith asks, my new boyfriend and I are having a debate. Over the past year, I had an encounter with a man who has had multiple partners, but claims he always wears a condom. My boyfriend has had a few encounters each with 4 other women, who all claim to have had no other partners but him at the time they were together. We both used protection, condoms, for all those encounters. I say he is more at risk for having contracted an STD by having slept with multiple partners a few times, and he claims I am more at risk since we know my former partner gets around a lot. What do you think? Oh my God, I'm having like math, like
it's a logic problem. Okay, this is what I think.
I'm having math.
You guys
flashbacks.
Need to just have more sex, okay? Stop fucking thinking about this because this is, I mean,
maybe they have too much free time on their hands that they can discuss.
Way too much. It's like just put, you know, put the cock in the mouth, okay? Just you know, get this out of here, Faith. So okay, it's that old, right? The 70s commercial or whatever, 80s commercial, the Fabergé. I told 2 friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. The logic problem is 4 to 1, 1 to 4. Okay,
right.
I think it's even.
Right.
I mean, there, no one wins this, okay?
No, I would call it. I mean, I think it's interesting the fact that Faith thinks it's great that you're thinking about, you know, STDs and how they proliferate.
She's not thinking about it. It's a contest. It's a debate.
They want a winner. Is that it?
Exactly. You both win. Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. Well, and obviously, I mean, in the midst of all this, they're still together. They sound like they might be... that they might be...
Polyamorous?
Well, yeah, exactly. Polyamorous, but also, what's the term? That they are... Oh, fluid bonded.
Okay.
So basically that they use condoms with everybody else that they're with, but the two of them...
Ooh, I love that. Fluid bonded. I didn't... See, I'm learning something
it's
new every day.
Another little term. So basically, if your primary relationship... for instance, in this situation where you've got 2 people who they're having sex with other people, they're using protection on a regular basis. Yay. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
To you guys. You've
won
that.
She even says it. She says condoms. They are using condoms.
Which is fabulous. That's the barrier protection you want in this case.
So fuck everyone you want.
Right. And then when you get back home to your partner, it's a free for all as far as, you know, far as all the body fluids. So, and I have no judgment about that. I think it's great that they're using condoms and
absolutely
they can choose what's right for them. But as far as the math, yes, exponentially for every partner you have sex with that they've had sex with prior, you both of you are definitely exposed one way or the other.
Right.
The only thing that I would say, yes, condoms are used. However, the one thing that made me think that maybe she was at slightly higher risk.
Okay.
Is the fact that women in general, because of the mucous membranes and the way that the vagina is exposed and the vulva during sex,
okay,
are technically at a slightly higher increased rate of getting an STD because of HPV and herpes and just the skin-to-skin contact. Even if you're wearing a condom,
it's more receptive to infection, as it
were. Exactly. I mean, you'd have to be using more like maybe the female condom where, I don't know if any of you have seen those, but it's a condom with basically a little outer polyurethane lip that actually goes over the vulva. Those technically give you the most protection. But also, I've personally tried them, and they squeak like crazy. Like you're having sex with a garbage bag.
Right.
So,
right.
If you can get over that.
Is that the bed? No, it's my condom.
You know, if you're into counting how many times you're being penetrated, but then you probably don't want to think about that at the moment.
No. Counting, it's like counting sheep, and it put you to sleep, and not the best thing to happen during sex.
So, Faith, we're going to call it even for you guys.
Exactly.
Just in the sheer fact that, and again, this is all hearsay. We don't know really who's, you know, having sex with how many partners. It's hard to really account for who everybody is sleeping with.
Right.
So,
right.
But as Ross says, just go home, have sex.
Take your mind off this.
Leave the mouth questions at home. My brain already hurts. And we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsors, AdamandEve.com.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Want us to answer your question? You can call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968.
Okay. Crystal here is not sure if she should fish or cut bait. She says, I'm engaged, but not sure I want to marry my fiancé. We've been together 5 years and engaged 4 of them. Lately, he's wanted to set a date. I think under pressure from his mom. Mm. I don't know what's wrong with me. He's a nice guy, decent job, good family, but I can't seem to pull the trigger. What should I do?
Honey.
Cut bait.
If you are writing into a question to a Q&A show about whether you should be with a partner or not, that means you shouldn't be with your partner.
Yeah, or engaged for 4 years. Not that that's a bad thing.
No, no, no.
But then, not only are you engaged for 4 years, and the whole idea of engagement is working towards marriage, and then suddenly you're proposed to, and now you're saying, why shouldn't I? There's a problem there, you know. So, you know, my other thing is, what's up with mom? Number one, why is mom in the picture? You know,
and if that is a red flag.
Yeah, you know, and if why did you say yes to being married if you didn't want to be married? Number one, so there's, you know,
people, and it's true, you have to look at your motives with that. People choose or to get married or, you know, agree to become, you know, engaged for lots of different reasons. Maybe self-esteem issues, maybe the fact that
diamond ring, big diamond ring.
Well, status stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think in our culture, people who are married, people who are coupled and in long-term relationships actually feel a sense of status over that. If you're on your own, what's wrong with you?
Exactly, especially after a certain age.
And for women in particular.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really unfortunate. So I think it's good that she is, my God, thank God she's questioning it now.
Right.
You know, let's avoid a divorce here.
Right.
Because I have a feeling if she were to continue with this, they would probably end up divorced.
Right. Number one, right, communication.
Yeah.
Communication. If you're, this is the question that, I know it's difficult, but she should be asking her fiancé. It's like, why now? You know, do you really mean this? What does it mean?
Right.
You know, why have we waited 4 years? You know, whatever. She's got to, you know, Crystal, talk to him.
Yeah.
Talk to your fiancé.
Well, I would say, Crystal, get real with yourself ahead of time. Really look at what's motivating you know, continuing the relationship, period.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
And because if you're 4 years in or 5 years in and you still don't know, it's probably not the right person. And even though I'm sure this guy is great and he would be a great husband, father, you know, whatever he's going to be, that doesn't mean that he should be the person you're married to. Chemistry has a lot to do with long-term relationships, and you can't force it and you can't fake it.
Right.
So, exactly. You know, get real with yourself and then get real with him. Sit down and say, look, this is how far we're into it, and we need to make a decision here.
Right. And he should know why you don't want to get married.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's it. And does she have to give him the ring back?
I would say if it's a gift.
Okay.
It's up to her. It's Miss Etiquette, you know, from what I understand, it's right. Like if someone gave you a gift, and especially, I mean, she's had it for 4 years, it sounds like.
Right.
You know, that was a business venture risk on his part.
There you go.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And don't forget, you can call our listener line at any time, 213-270-1968. And, of course, also, we would love for you to go to AdamandEve.com right now and start your holiday shopping.
Exactly. Shop for you, shop for your friends, your neighbors, your mom.
Totally. And, in fact, we're going to be doing a really nice gift-giving guide in the next couple weeks to give, because we've actually gotten some questions about what sex toys to buy and, you know, what kind of toys might appeal to this partner.
Is it like, you know, like Oprah, it's going to be Dr. Cat's favorite things?
Oh my gosh. It might have to be.
I think so.
Oh yeah. So we're going to totally put that out. And then also too, we're going to probably have a few video podcasts that are going to be coming up as well. So we'll keep you guys updated about that.
Yes.
So if you want to help keep up with our sex chat community here, visit us at drkat.com. That's D-R-K-A-T. Different articles, Q&A's on there. My blog, I weigh in on the Christina Aguilera Jordan Bratman breakup.
Oh,
this week.
Okay. There you go. Oh, I read that. Yes.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
good.
Yes,
she's hot. He's not. And you can also follow us. Oh, I know. So sad. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Cat Sex Chat. So D-R-K-A-T Sex Chat. You can also friend us on Facebook at Dr. Cat Van Kirk, V-A-N space K-I-R-K. Or I just started a sex chat with Dr. Cat group. So we would love for all of you to come in and join the fun with that. So, and in addition, we would love for you to subscribe to Sex Chat with Dr. Cat on iTunes and leave a review.
We like it all. Good, bad, ugly.
Yeah, we'll take any review. You know, it's all good as far as we're concerned.
Exactly.
Great. Have a great week.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.